Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
What's going on, guys? It's me, Mr. 1-2. And today I am going to be giving you guys a dog shot review on 2022 Scream. So we're the movie dogs and we review films and television shows and we review everything based off a brewski system. So if your ish gets one brew, it was whack. If it gets five, it was dope. And if you cross into the Blanton's territory, then it was epic. So to kick it off right now, this is pretty much the first horror release of 2022. And this is, I guess you could say, requel? That's what they say even in this movie, of Wes Craven's 1996 Scream. So they've already been numerous films. This one is number five. I was 10 years old when the first one came out, and I remember it freaked me out when I was a kid. And of course, it was a very successful film. Wes Craven is no longer with us. So at the end of this film, they do say, you know, they have it on the end credits for Wes. So that was a really nice touch. So it's not different than the first one. It literally kicks off with them getting straight to the point. There's no credits. There's no nothing. And pretty much the character is already being stalked throughout the film. Pretty interesting, in my opinion. The character of Tara Carpenter, played by Jenna Ortega, who's on the up and up. You might remember her from You, Season 2. So overall, I enjoyed the film. It is pretty much like one of the best from the Scream franchise. I would say it's one of the best sequels. It does really pay homage to the first one. I'm not going to give you guys too much spoilers regarding it. But the whole crew is back with, you know, Neve Campbell playing Sidney Prescott, you know, David Arquette playing Dewey, Courtney Cox back as Gale Weathers with, of course, you know, new characters. You have the character of Sam Carpenter. You have Wes Hicks. You have Richie Kirsch, who is Sam's boyfriend. Amber Freeman, who is Tara, the main character in the very beginning who gets attacked, BFF. And you have other characters as well, pretty much a tight group right there. So overall, the movie kicks off with, of course, you know, Tara getting attacked. You find out that she actually survived. So that's a bit different than the first one, because if you remember the first one, pretty much Drew Barrymore's character, her boyfriend, gets like gutted, and his guts get, you know, out from his stomach. And then she gets hung as well at the end of the film. So it was pretty big in 1996, you know, for a character like, you know, Drew Barrymore, who was huge at the time, to just kill her off right away. So Wes being innovative once again, you know, like, yo, we're going to kill this character right away. You think she's going to be in the whole film? She's not, you know. So, and of course, it's back in Woodsboro, and the whole town is being stalked again by Ghostface. And I'm not going to, pretty much, I called it right away. Like, immediately, I already knew who the two killers were. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys. You could just tell by their chemistry and just the little innuendos of the film, you know. And what's interesting about this one, just spoiler alert with this one, is that you find out in the film that the character of Tara and Sam, who are sisters, Tara gets attacked, then Sam comes back. She, like, left Woodsboro because of some drama that happened between her dad, her mom. And pretty much you end up finding out that Sam, the older sister to Tara, read her mom's diaries a long time ago when she was, I believe, 13. Pretty much as she's reading these diaries, it comes out that she is the daughter of Billy Loomis from the original one. All right, they pretty much lay that out there pretty quickly. You know, it doesn't wait till the end. You just find out that Billy Loomis impregnated another girl, and Sam is pretty much his daughter, and she has visions of Billy throughout the film, you know, where she sees her dead father, and you see him actually come back. And of course, they, you know, did some digital touches to make him look pretty much the same as 1996. So that was pretty interesting. The twist is similar to the first one. You know, if you remember the first one, like I said, spoiler alert, they kind of like talk about the cliches of, you know, horror films and what it should be and what it shouldn't be, and this is the mark we're gonna leave and imagine us and so forth, etc., etc., etc. Not gonna let you guys know who the killers are, but I'm, like I said, I called it literally within the first introductions of the characters right away, so it didn't take much. Overall, you know, it does, horror wise it does hit you sometimes. It kind of like lures you in, and sometimes you think they're gonna be there and they're not. They use really old school tactics, like, oh, you know, they're opening the fridge, and then when they close the fridge, it's gonna be right there, or they open this door and they're gonna be right there. They do that several times, and of course they're never usually there, so that was pretty funny. You know, you hear audiences kind of laughing at times, so they're like, oh shit, like they're expecting Goldface to be there, but he's not. Then, you know, luckily, you know, he's surprised. You can expect one of the iconic characters to die. I'm gonna let you guys know, I'm not gonna say who, but expect one of them to die, you know. And didn't make a whole lot of sense now that I'm already done watching the film, and you'll know why, because I'm like, that muscle wise that ain't gonna make a whole lot of sense, but okay, it's a horror film, so forth, etc. Overall, right now, brew wise I'm gonna give it, for a horror film and a sequel at that, and it being like the fifth one, I'm going to give it 3 brews. It's been getting a lot of good reviews lately. I believe 90% of the fans enjoyed it. I think Rotten Tomatoes, it was at 73%. I can't remember exactly. But overall, like I said, for the fifth film and a requel, which I guess now they're panning it, now that's going to be coined. It's not exactly a sequel. It's a reimagining, and it's a sequel at the same time. So there you go, a requel. So I'm sure that's going to be what's going on now. But yeah, overall, I did enjoy the film. Melissa Barrera, who plays Sam Carpenter, she did a good job. It's pretty much playing, like, I guess you could say, the new Sidney Prescott. And like I said, you see all the old crew back, so that was pretty much a nice touch. They said that this film, the murder scenes were, like, more gruesome. I'm going to disagree. Like, it is pretty bad, but not that bad. You see, like, a lot of stabbings, of course. You mean, it's fucking Scream. But the first one, when you have, you know, old boy sitting in a chair, and, you know, Ghostface is, like, pressing Drew Barrymore's character, and then, you know, lights turn off, and the next thing you know, his guts are all right in front of him. That was pretty badass, you know. And then, of course, her being hung and her being stabbed. So, I mean, when the character of Tara gets attacked by Ghostface in the beginning, he literally, like, stomps on her ankle, and you see it, like, pretty much bend and break. That was pretty gruesome, you know. And Jenna Ortega is a tiny little thing, so you're like, whoa, you know. Of course, you have Jack Quaid in the film, and everyone knows him from right now. He's on the up and up right now from The Boys. There you go. So you have Jack Quaid there from The Boys, and he's funny in the film, you know, playing the comedic relief. You know, go figure. Who else do you have? Of course, like I said, you have David Arquette back as Dewey, so it was nice seeing him back. And the new characters. You also see Amber Freeman. Not Amber Freeman, that's the character's name. Mikey Madison. And you might know her from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She plays one of the group, pretty much the groupies at the end, the one with the black hair who gets torched by Rick Dalton. So, and of course you see Marley Shelton, she's back as well, and now she's a deputy, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, overall, if you want to see a horror film this year, or right now in January, you know, I recommend it. Like I said, I gave it 3 brews. It's not horrible, and it's not great. It's okay, you know. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I don't know if this is going to spawn more films, because technically speaking, this is the first Scream that's made without Wes directing it, because unfortunately he passed away. You know, he left us with many films. I mean, he created 2 iconic characters right there, you know, with Freddy Krueger and Ghostface. So, you know, thank you, Wes, for all that. But yeah, overall, 3 brews. This is me, Mr. 1-2. I'm gonna let you guys go. Until next time. 88.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.